Sergeant James here from the Disney Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the Big Hero 6 event, which has come to Disney Magic Kingdom. It's just kicked off the last few days since time of recording. So I've been playing through this so far. We brought in a number of different characters. So it's kind of like an event going on for just under a month. So you've got Hero as your first character. You then got Honey Lemon, which is the character which literally just kind of started up unlocking when I started playing this morning. Kind of working towards Baymax, that sort of similar thing with that Winnie the Pooh where we're trying to get the pieces over a lot of time. You've also got the villain who I can never remember. He's going to be in it. And also Wasabi's going to be a character, whereas Gogo and Fred are the two premium characters. I have got Gogo as the first premium character because she was only 200 gems and I had 300 gems in bank. So I just thought, yeah, I'm not going to bother spending money if I don't need to. There's really expensive premium characters that are in the thing. It's got to the thing like, I've not played needed you for 2 years. I really don't need to worry. You'll still be there tomorrow. And I did buy the float because I always took, you know, $1.99 kind of thing, or just like the kickstart thing. But yeah, just kind of, it feels very much similar to what they've done before. They have kind of got something a little bit different where you've got these blimps that you have to press and then you get little tokens for them. So rather than sending anybody off to do mini battles, they've just introduced the clicky thing and you get like five and then you've got to wait 2 hours. But I much prefer that. That's it. I haven't got this constant thing of collecting 3-4 different items and then sending somebody off to battle. I don't know, maybe that's coming in later with fighting the villain, but at the minute you're just doing these blimpy things.
Hour battles like we used to from the previous events. So, and of course, to say that, I'm not actually playing the event. I haven't touched Disney Magic Kingdom since the end of the Winnie the Pooh event. I am a really big fan of Big Hero 6. I love the movie. I'm actually really liking the TV show that's just started up recently. So I was kind of tempted, but at the same time, I realized work has really picked up. I don't have the time to be sitting over this, checking on it every couple hours. And this is the exact same event as we've had since the first Incredibles. Yeah, I mean, they've made tweaks, obviously, and like you said, they've got the tokens popping out five every 2 hours or so, or however they're doing it, but this is still the exact same event. You know, one character shows up, one premium character shows up. You start working towards second character, maybe you've got some buildings in there, and then second premium character shows up, and third premium character shows up, and all at the same time, you're working towards Baymax or Winnie or whoever, and it's just like,
I know what you mean.
I'm frustrated with the entire method. They need to do something different. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I say that, I fear that if they do something different, it's going to be even more expensive for the players, you know, because that has been the objective. And I'm not passing judgment on that, because these games are designed to make money. That's the whole purpose. They need to do it any way they can. But this game has progressively gotten more and more invasive in how they do it. I don't know how this event is in that regard. It sounds like it's about the same as Winnie the Pooh. That's not cool. That's certainly, by the standards of this type of game, not bad at all, but it's still more than I'm willing to
I always start these events in the same situation of like the first few characters, you're like, yay, you got new characters, good, I'm unlocking stuff, I'm getting there. And as slowly as the game, as that event kicks in, and that kind of, it's that last bit of the grind where you know you've got to have to put a lot of time or some gems or some money to get those last characters. I'm telling you now, I'm not doing it. I'm not playing the game. I will play. I check in the morning, check in a couple of times doing it. But if I don't get all the characters, if I don't get all those characters, fine. I don't care. I've really got to that point where I have been burnt by these events, where that whole stress mentality to try and get you to unlock stuff. And I did it on the last event where I'm like, things were just not dropping for days. And if they were dropping on regular, I would have got the character. They just, like, right, they were just going to turn it down a bit, let it put up the pressure. Makes me do the exact opposite. It makes me want to play less. But looking around on the Facebook groups and stuff, there was a couple of people going, you know, they're playing it, but they're not taking it seriously. Some people saying, oh, they're not even bothered about it. They maybe don't like the characters. But yeah, I wonder, in the community, I'm finding each time with these events, it's becoming less and less people becoming, they're being burnt out one by one. And I think unless you're a mobile player playing and checking in constantly, you've got no chance of doing it. And I just think as a whole, trying to keep your attention for that amount, if they could get you to log in once a day or twice a day at max and you get everything, I know it might be deemed easy, but they might be able to keep people engaged a bit. I think this thing of checking in every hour or 2 hours, I think that burns you out. And I think there's too much out there now. I think they're on that verge of, they've gone too much to the point of too much checking in, and they're burning you out, so you just end up going, and that's what's happened to you, and it's kind of coming to me as well.
I can't help but wonder, though, you know, if we're in that situation that a lot of mobile games get into. In fact, I'd say most mobile freemium games get into, which is they're no longer marketing it towards casual players, whether you spend money or not. If you are only buying the $2 float or maybe the $5 package, which has the float and the first premium character, whatever the, you know, they do, then they don't consider you really part of the customer base. The only customer base they're really focusing on are the people who will drop hundreds of dollars per event, because they'll keep refreshing the missions. They'll speed up the missions by spending gems and so forth. So they will already have all of the Baymax pieces that are available, and then when the next piece becomes available, they'll have it within 24 hours.
Yeah.
And that's who they're marketing to. You know, we've seen this with...
The only thing is with this team, this game, is they do actually advertise it on television over here. So,
really?
Yeah, it's been I've actually seen adverts on the television for this game. So yeah, I don't think this one's as bad, because obviously if you get to the end, they'll offer you that premium, you know, if you want the villain, it's like 15-20 quid. For me, I'm there going, 15-20 quid, I can buy an indie game and play that for 10 hours and get my money. I'd rather buy Hollow Knight or something else and play that. I'm not paying that much money for a character, so I just won't do it. And I just wonder if, I don't know, the buzz around this game seems to be fading with each event. I mean, I don't know, it does seem a bit odd. I still think they should have kept Winnie the Pooh back for next month. I don't know, as much as a Disney fan, it's like, you know, bringing these classic characters and stuff in. I mean, I finally unlocked Wendy. It's taking me, what, I kind of three, four months to get the pieces for her. Shere Khan, I'm still getting one. I'm lucky if I'm getting one drop a week on these ear hats. I've still only got 5 ear hats, and I have been doing that for probably close to 2 months of sending Mother Gothel off every 12 hours, at least once a day, sending her off. It's like, this is just a Thumper as well. You know, it's like trying to get Thumper. I'm waiting for these ear hats, and there's, it's like I'm playing daily and I'm still just being drawn out.
But see, it's designed to do that. It's designed to say, well, wouldn't you rather spend some gems right now and either buy the, you know, buy the character outright, because they always have that option, or, you know, spend the gems to speed up the mission, do the mission again, speed up the mission. So you don't have to wait 12 hours. You only have to wait 20 seconds to do the missions. All it costs you is $300. I mean, and that's what the game is designed for. And I think increasingly it's really pushed towards the people who are willing to do that, because that's how the game stays alive, of course, is when they spend the money. And then people like us, even though, you know, I probably in the end spent about $30 to $40 on it between all the events, going all the way back to the first Incredibles event. But for them, that barely registers. That's not whale money.
But then again, you know, both of us both would buy the characters packs, but even the character packs have been sneaking up in price. Because I know, the first pack, I think Go-Go, she's only $3.99. Whereas I know Fred is probably going to be the $6.99, $7.99. I'm like, I won't buy him. Just won't buy him because it's just too much.
Also, he's the least interesting character on the entire team. But that's beside the point.
Yeah, it's just, it just feels that thing of, I don't know. It's fun. I like this game and I like playing it and I like doing it all. And some of the things they've been doing, like having sending them home. And I like the fact that with the events, like, you know, this time we've got the Lion King characters have all come back out, so that they're all being used. But I really found it annoying with that Incredibles event of, you know, that each time they flicked out the character, they required you to have just keep sending away two characters. So, like, you need to send off Anna and Kristoff, or you needed to send off, and it's like, yeah, but they're all premium characters because you want us to buy the chests.
And we'll see at the end of this one, because, you know, the main character, Baymax or Winnie the Pooh or whoever, they often have that last token. And as we saw in the Winnie the Pooh event, there were only three combinations of characters that could get that last token, and two of those combinations required premium characters. So if you did not spend any money, you had one character going, I think it was every 12 hours, or one set of characters going every 12 hours, and the drop rate was abysmal. If you were a free-to-play gamer, you could do it, but man, you had to be on there. You had to be setting alarms and everything to get it going, maybe even cheating a little, having it on two devices and desyncing and stuff like that. But I fully expect that for Baymax's last piece, one of them will require Gogo, one of them will require Fred, and then the other one might be Hero and Wasabi. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's okay. You know, it's designed, and every gamer has to decide for themselves whether it's worth the time investment or the money investment or both. For me, obviously, I made my decision, and I think we'll probably end up seeing more and more people making that decision too. Or, you know, even if they don't quit outright, they just stop caring about the events. You know, they'll get the first two or three freemium characters. They won't even bother with the villain. They won't even bother with the main character, because why put the effort in if you're going to be 30 pieces short by the end?
Yeah, I mean, I know I got annoyed with, like, how the drop rate was on that last event. Of just like, I've been really trying to do this and it's just not letting me in, and it just annoyed me. I'd much rather recommend, instead of spending money on the float, the characters, pick up the Kingdom Hearts remix pack or the Incredibles game instead and have a proper gaming experience. And you're paying for it, but you're going to get what you want without kind of being tied to timings and all the rest of it. And unfortunately, I think that's just where it's got with mobile games. And I also think there's a problem with mobile games when they are year two, year three sort of in their cycle, where they've got the momentum, they've got the same system, but they've kind of... The development on this game now is just purely on just keeping the...
I think we're in a catch-22 phase for this game now. What they really need to do is they need to keep the events going to keep people involved in the game, because you need a reason to log in. And most of the gamers who've been around since the beginning won't have much left to do in the main game. Sure, you know, Thumper or Bambi or whoever are going to be really difficult because they've long missions with low drop rates. But that's not the same as an event where you want to log in six, seven, eight times a day. The problem is they're losing players, probably losing players. We don't have the numbers because of the way things are. So they need to be able to restructure the events, but they don't have the manpower to restructure
Events.
And all.
Yeah, I am noticing as well. I'm getting higher up in each time I get on these leaderboard things, and I get a little message coming up and telling me how well I'm doing. My number is going up each time, and every event I seem to be going up higher up the list. And I'm going, but I'm playing less and I'm going higher. That thing I got into the top, it's like, oh, you've got like the top 50 gamers of the day. And I'm going, but I only logged in once. How am I at that high in the daily charts for me? Because I shouldn't be, in my eyes, of like a year ago, I was in the triple digits, you know, 800-900. Now I'm suddenly in the top 20-30 players. It's like, that can't be good. If I look at it, if I'm getting in there, that can't be good, because I don't feel like I'm playing enough.
And that goes back to the catch-22. They need the resources to create new events with different styles, new events, new characters, new art assets, and all that stuff. But if the player base is going down, then Gameloft and Disney aren't going to dedicate the assets to it, which means the quality will continue to go down, which means more players are going to leave, which means the quality goes down, et cetera, until eventually, you know, it folds. So
I just feel like this, especially as well, I'm feeling like... I mean, obviously, we've got Wreck-It Ralph coming up. I'm hoping we've got an event tied in with that. But it does feel like with The Incredibles and Winnie the Pooh, both those events missed their slots to tie in with the movies. They didn't do it very well. You know, why do Winnie the Pooh back in April, March, when they could have done it in August? You know, it's that feels like to me like a misstep. The Incredibles event was a bit of a bust. I think they could have done that a lot better. You know,
I didn't even realize there was an Incredibles event, honestly.
Well, you could get Jack-Jack, but he was the only new character. And yeah, if you could unlock the older characters, if you tried, you could get a few of the other ones. But like, I couldn't get, I needed Frozen and Syndrome. I couldn't even get them without the chests. It would have been nice to they should have just replayed the event, just redone a new event and unlocked all the characters. So for new characters, so new people could have done it. And old ones like me could have filled in the gap a little bit. Instead, they just tried fleecing, even as an old character, it was like, okay, so I could unlock Anna and Elsa. Why do I want to unlock? They were, you know, I wanted Syndrome and Frozen and stuff like that.
And I think that's another issue with the game is they've now got all of these previous events, Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, Aladdin, Winnie the Pooh, etc. And rather than kind of filling in some space by either replaying these events or having smaller versions, kind of Mulan-esque versions of these events, like, oh, no, here you go, here's your loot boxes. I'm like, no, there's no freaking way I am spending money on your loot boxes.
If you're coming into the game now, I mean, you've got so many characters locked behind boxes.
Yeah.
I'm looking, I'm going, well, I've been playing since the first event, so therefore I have got all these characters. I've got characters out of every single brand. I'm missing usually the last character nearly out of every single one, or the last two, and the premium characters. But the majority of them I've got. I mean, if you're jumping in now, how many of these characters are in chests? And I can't help, I mean, hopefully people are buying the chests, and that's where they're making the money from it. But I don't know. I mean, if you're getting in now, you can't, you know, trying to catch up must be, you know, you could see all these characters when you're flicking through that list, and maybe it's working, I don't know. But we'd love to know your thoughts. I'd love to know what you guys are thinking at home of Disney Magic Kingdoms. Are you still playing it? Are you enjoying the event? What do you guys think? I'd love to know your thoughts. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Like, follow, subscribe on all the different platforms to keep up with the latest that we're doing. James, where can they find you?
Find me at heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Laters.